Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office.
It's July 28th, 2010. Every day, millions of people rely on U.S. passenger rail systems for efficient, reliable, and safe transportation. Recent acts of terrorism on passenger trains abroad have prompted further exploration of rail security measures here at home. These security measures include explosive detection technologies. A group led by Dave Maurer, a director in GAO's Homeland Security and Justice team, recently assessed the availability and effectiveness of explosives detection technologies for use in securing passenger rail systems. GAO's Scott Golden sat down with Dave to learn more.
Can you give us a little background about the importance of passenger rail security and, in particular, explosives detection?
Here in the U.S., about 14 million people a day use passenger rail as part of their normal transportation, typically commuters, and they have an expectation that they're going to have fast, reliable, and safe transportation. We know from experiences overseas that passenger rail has been a target of terrorist attacks. Fortunately, it hasn't happened here in the United States yet, but it has been a target for terrorists. We know there have been cases here in the U.S. where the FBI has investigated and prosecuted people with plans for attacking passenger rail. So it's important to be able to have processes and technologies in place that can detect explosives to avoid some of the tragedies that have happened overseas.
What explosives detection technologies are currently available or in development?
One of the explosive detection technologies we looked at is explosive trace detection. That's been around for several years. It's being used in some transit systems now. And it's essentially different technologies for swabbing on people or on bags to detect traces of explosive residue. Another type of technology that could be used in the rail environment, although it hasn't been adapted yet, are the X-ray baggage detection systems that people are more typically used to seeing in the air environment. A third one is what was known as explosive trace portals, which is a technology for essentially blowing air on people and sniffing out whether or not they're explosive residue on their clothing. A fourth technology is advanced imaging technology, or AIT. This is the technology that basically looks at what's underneath people's clothing to see if they're carrying bombs or explosives or other contraband. It's currently being used and tested in the air environment, and there's some plans for adapting its use in the rail environment. There are a lot of privacy concerns on how to best to adapt that, but that's something that is currently being worked out. A fifth technology that's a little further off from actual use is standoff technology, which uses a variety of mechanisms to be able to detect whether or not someone is carrying an explosive or other kind of a potentially harmful device at a safe distance. These are still more in the development stage. They're not actually being used in the rail environment, but that's up-and-coming technology. The sixth technology is actually the one that's been used most frequently and for the longest in the rail environment. That's bomb-sniffing dogs. When we met with rail operators, we found out that this is the most widely used technology being used today.
How effective are these various technologies at actually detecting explosives?
They vary depending on the conditions, depending on the operator themselves, and depending on what they're actually looking for. Many, if not most of them, have been adapted for use in the air environment. So they've been developed for the clean, controlled atmosphere of an airport. Trying to take a technology that's in that environment and adapting it to the rail environment is often very challenging.
Can you discuss the relationship between the federal government and the rail operators in maintaining security?
In the air environment, the federal government essentially owns and operates the entire system. That's not the case when you're talking about security of the rail system. At the end of the day, most of the day-to-day safety and security responsibility rests with local and state authorities.
What policy considerations for implementing explosive detection technologies does GAO raise in this report?
First and foremost was the issue that we just spoke about, which is the shared responsibility. A second policy consideration is risk management. With limited resources, you have to make judicious decisions about deploying technologies and spending money. The third concept that's important for deciding what technologies to use is considering that technologies are just one of many layers of security. Technology in and of itself is not going to be a silver bullet. Another key consideration is developing a concept of operations. Let's say there is a wonderful new technology that's available tomorrow, ready for deployment. Transit operators still have to figure out how it's going to be used in the real world.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.